Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switch.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast, 8-bit and 16-bit era only.
You're looking good for 51.
Oh, me? Yes. Yeah, you're looking good for 51 too.
You don't look your episode age.
Mm-hmm, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, neither do you.
You look good.
You look like a healthy, maybe second or third episode, man.
8-bit, 16-bit diet. That's how I keep it.
Okay, I got to say, first of all, at the top of the show, I've been listening to episode 50, well, a portion of episode 50 over and over again because I'm really into it.
Oh, yeah.
And that portion of episode 50 that I've been listening to is your karaoke song.
No.
I mean, I just can't get enough of it. I mean, if you guys haven't listened to episode 50, you got to listen to... I mean, if you're not going to even listen to the episode, just listen to the part where Rob sings along with his song. It's so good. I mean, I'm just so into
it. Hey, it's what really the credit goes to Wonder Momo and that track.
No, but I mean, you're...
That was a hot track.
You get some really good lyrics, though. I mean... First of all, and actually the singing is good, too. I got to say,
so?
The singing is
so?
Good. Yeah, there's something you do with your voice, especially on the second verse that it really, yeah, I like it. It's really good. I mean, I'm not even kidding. I listened to it at least 10 times in a row. But
wow.
I've listened to it more than that. But in a row, I listened to it 10 times in a row.
Hey, all right.
When the episode first got released,
yeah,
I just listened to it again and again. I was memorizing the lyrics. I was singing along. I was into it.
All right.
Really, it's the jam.
Hey, I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know, not a lot of people enjoy my karaoke.
No,
I gotta be honest.
It was so good.
But maybe it was just finding the right song, the right style of music.
Oh yeah, and I also really like the sort of kind of rap in the beginning or whatever. You know, with it, when you, especially the part where you go, okay, you know what I mean? Oops, I forgot to put this on loop. Yeah, when you're like, come on, okay.
Right.
You say okay, that's the best part.
Yeah.
And then like, here we go. That's a good one too. And then it's just so good. It's so good.
Well,
I love Mega Drive to Your Heart. That is so good, that line.
Right, okay. I was trying to incorporate it somehow.
And one other thing is, even when I wasn't listening to it, I was just going about my day, doing my business, and I would hear your voice and the song in my head, I would want to be singing it and stuff. It's just really good. Really good. I can't get enough of it. My song sucked, by the way.
No.
It made me just think, oh, God, my song sucks so bad. In fact, you made me think I got to step it up for next time, actually.
Yeah. Okay, well. Yeah. Okay. Well, usually I think you set the bar high.
No.
You know, and I got to step it up, but.
No. My lyrics don't even make sense, is the thing. Yours made sense, actually, is the thing. And they had video game references in them, too. Real 3D.
Well, you know, it was a treat for the listeners for a milestone.
I actually had a couple suggestions for the song.
Okay.
I think you could tweak a couple things here or there to make it really, really tight.
What do you got?
I'd have to go through with you, you know, but I actually almost want to play it right now, actually. But but there is one part when you say, love for you is real 3DO, right?
3DO, right.
And then you say, I want to be your game genie and show you the secrets.
Yes.
But you could maybe say, I want to be your game genie and show you the secret code. Because it would rhyme with 3DO a little bit,
right.
You know. I mean, it's not a hard rhyme, but it would rhyme a little bit,
it's,
you know.
More than secrets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I was thinking that there was another part where there could be a rhyme that would sound good too, but yeah, I think, man, that would be a hit song if just a couple things could be tightened up. It's really good already, but I think it could be like even better, actually.
Well, maybe sometime this week you and I can get into the studio.
Yeah, lay down. Yeah.
Lay
down a produced track. It's tight, though. I got to say, it is a tight song. I love it.
Hey, I'm glad to hear it. That was a treat for the listeners.
Right, and there was another treat that you forgot to mention, actually.
Right,
in the episode.
And that'll be coming up... sometime after this episode.
Right.
Right. And we got an email from a listener who was requesting one of our dance party mixes, because in our Legacy Music Dance Party, we strung together a bunch of 8-bit and 16-bit music for everyone to dance to. And I actually we both have them in MP3 format. And I decided as a gift for the 50th episode, I was going to release one.
Yeah, and actually, so we forgot to mention it on the last episode. So maybe a couple or a few days after episode 51 is released, a few days after that, Rob will release one of his dance mixes.
DF Switch Mix.
Yeah. And then after episode 52, a couple or a few days after that, I'll release one of my mixes.
Right.
This will
be at least 30 minutes of pure 8-bit, 16-bit music. No added effects or remixes, just music that just flows from one song to the next.
Yeah, and it's all, yes, no remixing, no altering, but it's great for dancing too, though. Yeah. So look forward to that. If you're into that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, even if you're not going to dance to it, it's actually, you could just put it on in the car. If you don't want to hear our voices, you just want to hear video game tracks.
Boom, you know? I've mentioned this to you before, but when I'm driving, you know, from L.A. to San Francisco, I like playing video game music because I feel like I'm in a game.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this is cool.
Totally, yeah. Especially if it's a racing game.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, today's topic, anything else? Destiny Games.
Destiny Games, our sponsor. Our favorite sponsor when they're not sending Black Widows. 42134 Ford Road, Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548.
Oh, actually, we have a visitor in the studio.
Right.
Today. Not actually a guest, but just someone hanging out.
An observer.
Yeah, an observer. Sense. Yeah.
What, would you care to do the introduction?
Yeah, you can.
Oh. What we have here, my co-host's younger sister. And he was asking me how old I thought she was. If you look at her, I'd say she's 12 years old. To be completely honest. I'm being honest with you right now.
Thank you.
You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Laura Weinbach.
It's Laura Weinbach.
Laura Weinbach, everybody. So,
in the observation booth.
She's in the observation chamber.
Yeah. So she's... She's fortunate enough, and we're fortunate enough to have her here.
Yeah, she gets to see all the behind the scenes magic here at the Legacy Music Hour. Yeah,
not a lot of people get to peek into the actual headquarters and see where all of this actually goes down.
Yeah,
a lot of magic tricks back here.
Exactly.
Magic, well, yeah.
Moments,
what?
Magic dust.
Yeah, there's a rabbit, a magic rabbit, white rabbit.
So thank you for being here, Laura. Just
thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
And, enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Okay,
that was okay. We got it out of the way. Good.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, what is that it? Anything else?
Hey, and you know what? Actually, she's a perfect segue into today's episode.
Right. So today's episode, I don't know, what are you going to call it? Girls, girls, girls?
I like ladies' night. No boys allowed. Girls, girls, girls is good.
Yeah, girls, girls, girls.
Girls, girls, girls.
No boys allowed. Basically, it's all female composers. So that's you know, we've done all Western composers. We've done, you know, well, I don't know anything that's kind of parallel, but yeah. So it's all female composers, and that's it. Yeah, with no male composer could have been involved with the compositions of these pieces.
Exactly.
There might be a couple times, I don't know, we'll see, where it's hard to tell, but the sound design might have been male involved, but
right.
As far as the composition goes, it's all female. So it's all about girl power here.
Girl, ladies, this is the ladies' episode. Yeah,
celebrating women here. Absolutely. At the Legacy Music Hour. I've mentioned it many times on the show before, but there are tons of female composers in video game music, particularly from, particularly in Japan, but I don't know why. You know, I don't know. It's weird to me that female composers aren't more prominent in sort of film score music. Here's something I did investigate that I should, I wonder if in Japanese film scores, if there's more female composers there. Because as far as Western films go and stuff, there's not really any prominent female composers at all.
Right.
And so I'm wondering if it's different for that, for how in Japanese films, you know? And then, but, you know, as far as video game music goes, there's just so many female composers.
Sure.
In the 80s and 90s. And so, and even now there is too, but and so then I'm wondering to myself, I just wonder if it's maybe music is a bigger thing for people in Japan. I don't know, you know, maybe people get trained more in music when they're younger in Japan or something. I don't know. So anyway, lots of Capcom, lots of Konami Konami and Capcom had a lot of female composers, but anyway.
Capcom has a composer near and dear to my heart. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, yeah, me too, actually. Yeah, me too. Street Fighter 2. Me, Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, right.
Okay, actually, she's one of the, we'll talk about it when we get to it. She's actually one of the most, probably one of the most well-known composers in, today, actually, in the world. All right, so it's 51, so I'm going to start it off with Soyo Oka. And I guess she worked for Nintendo. And this is from the game SimCity for the Super Nintendo. And this is called Capital. And it's music by Soyo Oka. This is music from SimCity for the Super Nintendo. Music composed by Soyo Oka, and this is called Capital. Yeah. My favorite part of this is actually the beginning part, which doesn't repeat in the loop.
Irregular time signatures and uneven phrase lengths are characteristics of her music. Do you see that? Do you hear that in the song?
I mean, it is an unusual song. Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I really love this beginning part. Let me just go back to it real quick. I love the bass right here. Upright bass. With upright bass with piano. I love this melody right here. Na, 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 na. Yeah, this melody.
Sure.
This part right here. Na, 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 na. It's really cool. I think that's really cool. And she did the music to Pilot Wings as well as the music to Super Mario Kart.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just noticing that as well. And ice hockey for the NES.
Yeah, some of the... Yeah, it's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I'm gonna jump right to it. Yoko Shimomura.
Right. So she's apparently one of the most well-known video game... female video game composers. I mean, she's probably the... I mean, people say she is the most well-known video game composer... female video game composer in the world right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because she... I mean, aside from Street Fighter, she's also really well-known for the Kingdom Hearts soundtracks, which is, you know, this is a... That's a later franchise, but...
Sure.
She did all the Kingdom Hearts games, apparently.
Right.
I'm not even really familiar with the Kingdom Hearts music, actually.
I also am not familiar, but this... I mean, this... A ton of games that she's worked on.
Yeah.
So, of course, I am going with Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about Street Fighter 2, I was, for a while, I thought that it was her and this person named Masao Abe, who's a male composer.
Yes.
But I found out recently that she actually did pretty much every track in Street Fighter II, mm-hmm. and that Isao Abe only did Sagat stage. He did Sagat stage, the versus music, when it shows the two people versus each other, you know? Right. It's a really short little thing. And then when another player enters the game, when it says, here comes a new challenger.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's Isao Abe. He just did three tracks. He did Sagat stage, or Sagat, however you want to pronounce it.
Right.
And I actually do quite like the Sagat music, actually. But everything else was Yoko Shimomura, though. I thought it was more of a balanced distribution, but yeah. So.
I am going to be playing Chun-Li stage.
She's laughing. Our observer's laughing right now. Wow. Why are you laughing? Okay. She said she's just making observations. Oh, she's the Sagat. She's laughing at Sagat.
Hey, you say Sagat, I say Sagat.
Yeah. I say Sagato, I say Sagat, Sagato. Arigatsugato.
So I will be playing the track from the music from Chun-Li stage.
That's a nice one. I like
Chun-Li.
That. I like that.
Yes.
You know what I like about the Chun-Li stage? Well, I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. And I chose the SNES version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I love Genesis music, mm-hmm. you know, but this is one case where the Super Nintendo version is definitely just better than the Genesis version.
Okay.
I mean, I think.
Well, let's play it, right. And then we'll talk about it. From composer Yoko Shimomura, Street Fighter II, the World Warrior, here is Chun-Li. Chun-Li.
Or as I say, Chun-Li.
Oh.
No, I don't say that. I do say Chun-Li, but it could be Chun-Li.
By the way, do you know what her fighting style is? Were you ever aware of that?
I don't know. Katana?
Katana.
It's a character from Mortal Kombat. No, or Mortal Kombat 2. No, I don't know, actually.
Tai Chi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you've seen all the old people doing upside down helicopter kicks in the park.
Totally. I totally seen that before.
Yes.
Yeah, man, Chun-Li's hot, straight up. She's hot.
You think so?
Yeah, I always had a crush on her. When I was younger, straight up had a crush on her. I mean, those legs, you know?
Right. Well, her weight is not listed as... And what was that? What did your sister say?
She said, do I like that muscular look on women?
Right.
Well, in Street Fighter, in the first Street Fighter, her legs are... her legs definitely get pretty big, like later on, like very big and muscular, like in the later ones, and maybe that's a little bit that could be a lot to take in, you know.
Well, but, here's you want her measurements, her official measurements per Capcom.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I don't know what this actually translates to, but B is 88, W is 58, and H is 90.
Okay, I hope what. She said, B is that for butt?
I don't know.
Well, interesting that we're talking about her measurements and her leg size on such a sort of pro women episode. We're being kind of somewhat misogynistic, I guess.
Well,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the music.
Anyway, she'll kick my butt with those legs, actually. That's what I mean. That's what the B stands for, kicking my butt. Anyway, good. I really love the sort of Asiatic sound of this song, you know?
Yes. Oh, by the way, Chun-Li was a musician as a youngster.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yes.
There is official, that makes me like her even more, actually.
Official artwork from Capcom depicting her playing the Eru.
Mm-hmm.
Eru. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is an iconic track.
Yeah, it is. But you know what's actually kind of funny about it, though, a little bit?
What's that?
It's like, it's kind of has that stereotypical Chinese sound of, you know, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It kind of has that sound to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, you know, like a different Asian nationality is kind of using that stereotypical Chinese sound to, you know, they're implementing that sort of stereotypical Chinese sort of riff into the song, sort of, you know?
Right.
It's kind of interesting, right?
Do you like crepes?
Crepes?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
That's one of Chun-Li's likes.
Okay.
Do you like him, Bison?
He's okay. He's cool.
It wouldn't work out between you guys. That's on our.
Oh, she hates him. Yes. No, I don't like him. I don't like him. I hate him.
It's already on the record, my friend.
No. I was just trying to be cool, actually. I was just trying to sound like I'm, you know, I don't want to have a beef with anybody, you know.
So that was the Chun-Li song.
Yeah. So, all right. I do have a Street Fighter 2 picked out. Oh, by the way, I actually did play that from Street Fighter 2 Turbo for the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to clarify. I'll play. I have one picked out too, but I'll play it later. I'm going to play something now from Strider for the Nintendo.
Oh,
different, totally different game from the Genesis version, which was the Genesis with the arcade port.
Yes.
And actually, the Genesis version was actually composed by a female composer, but this. Nintendo version, also composed by a female composer, a different one though.
Okay.
Her name is Harumi Fujita. And actually, something else, side note, she actually did compose a couple tracks for Mega Man 3, which primarily was composed by Yasuaki Fujita.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if there's some sort of relation to the two Fujitas, you know?
Interesting.
I don't know. Anyway, so. This is Strider for Nintendo, Capcom game. And Harumi Fujita, the track we're going to hear, is Australia, Japan, and Los Angeles. They're the music for those different levels. There's those three different levels, Australia, Japan, Los Angeles. And it's for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music from Strider for the Nintendo, and this is music by Harumi Fujita. This is Australia, Japan, Los Angeles.
It's got a March vibe.
Yeah, March vibe.
Triumphant March.
Yeah. You know, Harumi Fujita also did the music to the arcade version of Bionic Commando.
Okay.
Yeah, and a couple of the arcade tracks were used in the Nintendo version, which was by Junko Tamiya, another female composer. And the sort of iconic first level music was done by Harumi Fujita, which Junko Tamiya adapted for the Nintendo. Yeah. But yeah, I like this track a lot though. Yeah.
Michiru Oshima.
Wait, by the way, real quick,
this
title for Nintendo might also be known as Strider Hiryu. Hiryu.
Yes.
Anyway.
Michiru Oshima.
Okay.
That's who I'm focusing on next.
Yes.
And she composed the soundtrack to a game by the name of Genghis Khan 2, Clan of the Grey Wolf.
Right, right.
And this was actually released on SNES and Genesis.
Genesis.
But I picked the Genesis version.
Yes.
I didn't listen to the SNES version.
Wait, didn't you play a track from this in the past, though?
I don't know.
I think you did. I'm not sure. Yeah? I remember it being really cool and cinematic, actually. I mean, I remember it sounding kind of like a...
I think you're right.
I think it reminded me of the music of The Last Emperor, I think, as I recall.
Well, we'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Here's a track from Genghis Khan 2, Clan of the Grey Wolf. Genghis Khan 2, Clan of the Grey Wolf, composer Michiru Oshima, and that was the opening theme.
It kind of has it's like a 3-4 march.
3-4?
Yeah, kind of like a waltz march.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to play something from Legendary Wings for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music originally composed for the arcade by Tamayo Kawamoto. But it was adapted to the Nintendo by Manami Matsume. So they're both actually, Manami Matsume, she's a female composer as well, who did the music to Mega Man 1. So she only arranged this for the Nintendo and originally composed by Tamayo Kawamoto, who also did the music to Ghouls and Ghosts for Genesis. Okay. and also the arcade.
Sure.
So this is Legendary Wings, and this is level 4, or stage 4. Music from Legendary Wings. This is from composer Tamayo Kawamoto, and this is stage 4.
Total militaristic feel to this one.
Right. I really like that bass line, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, well, like, particularly in the beginning and stuff. But I also like that intro, too, in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
I like this. Yeah, this is good right here. And the bass line's good right here too. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I like that.
Who's the composer for this again?
Tamayo Kawamoto.
Tamayo Kawamoto.
And arranged for the Nintendo by Maname Matsume.
Matsume. I am going to play a track from Double Dribble, the playoff edition, which is a Genesis-only release. And the track I'm going to play is, I don't think it has a name, but it comes to us from composer Miki Higashino.
Yeah, and Higashino.
Higashino.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Or did you think it was Higashino?
Higashino?
I thought it was Higashino. It might be a typo. I'll look it up.
H-I.
I have H-A.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I'm saying it could be a typo on my part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most definitely. It's H-I. Yeah, yeah.
Most def.
Double
Dribble, the playoff edition.
Also, by the way, this woman is sort of like the grandmother of sort of Konami video game music.
Oh, I don't know. You don't want to infer anything from a woman's
age.
She's
the queen.
Okay,
she's the queen. She's the queen of video game music because for Konami because she did the original Gradius soundtrack for arcade, and she just had been with the company early on and just did a lot of work for them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here you go. A game for the Sega Genesis. Here's Double Dribble, the playoff edition. What do you think that is? Do you think that's
that's the crowd. That's got to be the crowd.
No, I thought it was the
glass
rim
breaking. Oh, okay.
From the glass.
Right, could be. Once again, this is Double Dribble
from Miki Higashino.
Higashino,
right.
Yeah. The playoff edition.
This is
Music 15, it's called.
She's also known as Miki Chan or Miki Chang.
Right, Miki Chang, yeah.
Could you play the beginning?
The beginning's the best.
Was that the crowd too?
The gospel choir. I think that's just. I don't know what that is. That's like some R&B like woman's voice singing. Like. That's funny, actually.
Yeah, just at the beginning, they just sprinkled in it at the beginning.
I mean, if you listen to it, it's like. It's like kind of like got like soul to it, actually. It sounds like a soul thing, actually.
But it kind of reminds me of some of the screeches I've heard in the Genesis Jurassic Park games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
From some of the dinosaurs.
So it's a velociraptor doing soul R&B.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That part is so funny, actually. You know? It only happens in the beginning of the track.
Velocer R&B-ter.
Oh, there was the...
Oh, yeah.
Either the glass breaking or the... I think it's probably the crowd. But I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what it is.
The crowd breaking
crowd of
glass.
Velociraptor. Yeah. I'm going to play something from Faxanadu for the Nintendo. A lot of Nintendo tracks. Actually, most of my picks are from Nintendo. In fact, they're all from Nintendo except for two are from Super Nintendo. This is music by Jun Chikuma, who worked for Hudson and Hudson Soft. And yeah, I kind of like actually that a lot of different game companies are represented in this episode. This piece is called Are We There Yet? And it's from Faxanadu, music composed by Jun Chikuma. Music from Faxanadu, music composed by Jun Chikuma. This is Are We There Yet? Yeah. And I was kind of dancing around to it a little bit.
You're getting down.
My sister was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
At me. This part I like a lot right here. It's kind of got a like a, I don't know, like a smooth vibe to this part, you know? I like that. That like... Dun, dun, dun. Something about that's got this sort of, I don't know, there's like a, almost like an R&B feel to it or
R&B.
Something. I don't know, not R&B, but I don't know how to describe it. It's like smooth, you know, not this part. I'm talking about the bridge. Right, it's coming up right here, actually. Watch. There's something, I don't know, kind of smooth, maybe kind of jazzy or something. I don't know. This part right here. Yeah, kind of jazzy, I guess, or something. I like this part too. Yeah.
I am going to play a little Mary Yamaguchi.
Right.
And the game is Great Circus Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Mickey Mouse or with Mickey Mouse? Featuring Mickey Mouse.
Starring Mickey and Minnie?
Starring Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
This is a game we've heard from before.
We heard from it once, I think. There was one track played from it.
Was that on the Disney episode?
It was the Mari Yamaguchi episode.
Mari Yamaguchi episode. Yeah. So I would like to play a track called The Frozen Plains.
Mm-hmm. And this is actually the Genesis version.
The Genesis version.
Because before we only heard from the Super Nintendo version. I didn't even know there was a Genesis version of this game, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Great Circus Mystery, and that was The Frozen Plains.
Yeah, I think this Genesis version of the soundtrack, I like it more.
Oh, really?
Than the Super Nintendo.
Do you remember this song from the Super Nintendo?
I don't really remember. I did listen through the entire soundtrack on Super Nintendo, and I didn't actually really care for a lot of it. But okay. I think this sounds pretty cool, though.
I love the way this sounds. It's perfect. It's Frozen Plains. What are those, icicles?
Right. Sounds like it. Yeah, I love ice level music. It's so cool, you know? It's so cool. This part's cool right here. It's kind of a neat riff in the beginning.
Sure.
Mari Yamaguchi, she's really good. She did the music to Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Mm-hmm. And she also did the music to, she did a lot of Breath of Fire. And she also did, what's her other great? Oh, yeah, the Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorites. That's the first in this series, actually. The Circus Mystery is the second. She's very good. She brings a level of sophistication to the music that you don't see that often, you know. Up next, I'm going to play Street Fighter II Turbo Track now.
Oh,
Super
okay.
Nintendo. Yoko Shimomura, and this is Balrog.
Balrog.
This is Balrog. By the way, I mean, I think we've already talked about this on the show already, but Balrog was actually supposed to be M. Bison's name.
Yes.
And M. Bison was supposed to be, you know, Balrog's name.
Right.
Because Balrog is actually supposed to be Mike Tyson.
Yes.
And so it's like M. Bison, Mike Tyson. And it actually and it looks like him too, actually. But anyway, all right. Balrog. This is Balrog Stage from Street Fighter II Turbo, music composed by Yoko Shimomura for the Super Nintendo.
Fantastic track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead. What were you going to say?
This is actually one of the tracks on my dance mix.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's the dance mix I'm going to release, but yeah.
This track has a lot of significance to me and my youth.
How come?
Well, Street Fighter II was a huge hit in the arcades when I was a youngster.
Yeah.
And I used to spend many quarters and many hours before school and after school mm-hmm. playing the game. And there were these twin brothers, mm-hmm. okay, that were very good at the Street Fighter II. And everyone called them the nerds. Mm-hmm. They just wore glasses and were Street Fighter II. I don't know if they were really nerds or not, mm-hmm. but everyone just said, oh. And they would walk into the arcade, everyone would just say, oh, it's the nerds. The nerds are really good, and you just put your quarter and wait for your turn to get beat by the nerds. And I would play a lot, and I got to a level where I was pretty good. And one morning before school, I went to a grocery store where they had Street Fighter II, and I started playing it. And one of the nerds walked in, and he challenged me, and I beat him. And I remember this was the music that was playing. And when I beat him, I had said, without even thinking, because I didn't even think about it, I just said out loud, I said, I beat the nerd. So that's why this music is always near and dear to my heart.
Sure, yeah.
It's when I dethroned a nerd.
Yeah, sure. And then you became the nerd.
Right.
It's like it transferred. Once you beat him, it transfers to you.
Well, once you beat a nerd, you absorb his nerd soul.
Yeah.
And into your own inner nerd.
Yeah. Which only made you stronger.
A stronger nerd. A stronger nerd, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what it gave you enough nerd power to beat M. Bison.
Right? Yeah. Oh, by the way, we still have to have our Street Fighter 2 challenge.
I know. Well, you got to set up a camera and do that. Yeah. We have to go to an arcade.
An actual arcade, of course. Yeah. I know where there's
one. That's the most fair way of doing it, because it's the fairest way of doing it, because you're probably used to the Genesis controller, and I'm used to the Super Nintendo controller. I mean, I'd love to play you on Super Nintendo, but I mean, I think that would give me an unfair advantage, though. I think
I'll play on anything. It doesn't matter. I'll do Genesis. I'll do SNES. I'll play on Game Boy. I don't care.
Okay. I thought it would be a funny video to just have somebody playing the Game Boy, but sideways as if they're not like playing it right. Like a Lynx or something.
Yeah.
It's just to have it in the background as a prop, but someone's like totally not playing it correctly. It's pretty cool that a female composer did the music to Street Fighter 2, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you know, people would think it's such a kind of guy thing, like a fighting game. You know?
I think it just plays such a huge role in the lives of so many guys my age and our generation.
Yeah,
you know. I'm going to play a little Castlevania Bloodlines music.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, I almost was going to play something from this. Yeah.
And this is, of course, from composer Michiru Yamane. And this is a Genesis-only release. And the track I'm going to be playing is Iron Blue Intention, Stage 4 music. Castlevania Bloodlines, Michiru Yamane, and that was Stage 4 Music, Iron Blue Intention.
Did you notice at the end there that there's this really kind of broke riff that happens just only in the left channel, in the left ear?
Yeah.
That's neat, I think.
I like it because this track, it's kind of got a dancey vibe to it, but then it always comes back to that baroque. It's very fitting for the Dracula time period.
Here it is right here. In the left ear there. Yeah. It's like Baroque dance. Baroque dance fusion. But
you know, Brent, people are always asking me, because of the new Twilight, they say, are you on Team Jacob or are you on Team Edward?
Uh-huh.
I say neither. I'm on Team Belmont.
Okay.
You understand? Because this is a real vampire story. This is not about some stupid wolf boy and some glitter vampire who is in love with somebody and needs to. No, this is about real vampires and a real family that takes out these vampires. The Belmont clan. Even though there are no Belmonts in Castlevania Bloodline.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. It's a different story.
Oh, okay.
No, but still, Belmont, huh? Okay. But still, this is what vampires and vampire stories should be about.
Yeah, man. I feel like just on a different note, on a different subject, I do feel like there's a little bit of a callback to Castlevania 3 in this piece a little bit, you know?
Oh, you think so?
This sounds like one of the pieces from Castlevania 3 a little bit right here. Right, this part right here, watch it. Right here. You know, a little bit. It kind of sounds like there's a track from Castlevania 3. I think it's either Beginning or Clock Tower, but it's like dun 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 dun. I think it's Beginning, actually. I'm not sure, but maybe it's Clock Tower. But it sort of sounds like that a little bit. It's just sort of, it's almost like it seems
I think
like
I know
that
what
part
track you're talking about.
That part was inspired by a little bit or something like that. Castlevania 3.
Sure.
All right, up next, we're going to hear from Fire Emblem for the Famicom, Japanese release only.
Okay.
And this is music by Yuka Tsujiyoko, formerly Yuka Bamba. That's her maiden name.
Yes.
And she is now known as Yuka Tsujiyoko. When she did the music for this game, she was Yuka Bamba. And she's credited as that in the credits.
Right.
The track we're going to hear is Battle Map 1, Player Attack. And again, this is music from Fire Emblem. This is Battle Map 1, Player Attack from Fire Emblem for the Famicom, music composed by Yuka Tsujiyoko. And actually, she was actually sort of advised on this soundtrack, I think, by a male composer, Hirokazu Tanaka.
Okay.
And actually, I feel like this part right here sounds kind of like his work. You know, the bass?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It kind of sounds like a Hirokazu Tanaka kind of thing. So a little bit of maleness in this track, I guess, but you know, not really. But
right.
But yeah, I think that's neat. Actually, how the bass takes the melody, there's a melody that's you're hearing with the upper voices, and then in that section, the bass takes that melody, and the bass plays the melody. You know, not right here, but right after this part. Right here, coming up. I think that's neat how the bass is now playing the melody, you know?
You know what they say about every great female composer?
What?
Is it Hirokazu Tanaka standing right behind her? Ghouls and Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Genesis.
I love the soundtrack. Love it.
Well, you're in luck because I'm going to play a track from it.
Yeah.
What would you think if I just mentioned that and was not even going to play a track?
I think they're all pretty good. I mean, they're all good. Not pretty good. They're all good, straight
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
Not even pretty. I mean, no, they're really not pretty.
The composer for this soundtrack is Tamayo Kawamoto.
Yes.
And the track,
who we heard sort of from earlier from Legendary Wings,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah. The track I'm going to be playing is called Unused, Name Entry Second or Below.
Mm-hmm.
was Unused. Name entry, second place from Ghouls and Ghosts.
Second or below.
Composer Tamayo Kawamoto.
Nice track.
I love it. I love it.
I'm going to play something from Little Nemo, the Dream Master, for the Nintendo. And this is music by Junko Tamiya, who did the Nintendo version of Bionic Commando and Gunsmoke and Sweet Home for the Famicom. And, you know, I was listening through this soundtrack and I forgot there's so every track from this game is just really great. And anyway, the one we're going to hear right now is called Nightmare Land. It's level 8. So the last level. And again, this is from Little Nemo, the Dream Master, music from Junko Tamiya. Little Nemo, the Dream Master, music by Junko Tamiya, credited as Gonzo. And this is Nightmare Land. It's the last level. I like that the background voice. You know? You hear it? Dun 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 dun. It's neat. I think this track sounds really cool. I like the part coming up here too. This right before this starts over again. Dun, 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 dun. I like that right there. Like it kind of becomes like major for a second, you know?
Yeah.
Cuz this has kind of got a minor feel to it, but then it becomes major right there. From Capcom, of course. I don't know. I was about to say Capcom like this. Capcom. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, because Capcom is from Chicago.
Yeah. Capcom, based in the Midwest. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do the voice.
I have Thunderfox.
Thunderfox, yeah.
That's how I'm going to close out my set.
Yeah.
For the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
And the composer is Kazuko Umino.
Yeah, and you know she did the music to Bust a Move.
Mm-hmm.
The Taito, this is a Taito game.
Right.
She worked for Taito. Yeah.
She was in the house band.
Yeah, she was in the band. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zuntata. Yeah.
Right. So, I'd forgotten that you had actually played a track from this.
Yeah, on the Taito episode. Yeah.
Right.
And actually, go on.
It was another track, and then I also completely forgot that you introduced me to the ending music.
Yeah.
So when I listened to this soundtrack, I heard the ending and I forgot I heard it the first time.
Right.
And it just captivated me so that I had to present it, even though you had already introduced me to it.
Yeah, I love this track. Because, you know, on the Taito episode, I was having trouble deciding if I wanted to play a Bust a Move track or this Thunder Fox track. Then I was like, okay, let's do Thunder Fox. And then I wasn't sure if I should play the ending song or the first level song. And I ended up going with the first level, but that ending song I really liked. So after we were done recording that episode, I said, you got to check this out, though. This is a really cool track. And then that was when you heard it. But we didn't play it on the show yet. So.
Right. So here is the ending music.
Yeah, I love this. This is a great track.
To Thunder Fox for the Sega Genesis. composer Kazuko Umino. The ending to Thunder Fox, composer Kazuko Umino, and that is a Sega Genesis title.
Yeah, originally arcade.
Those drums, man.
See, here's the thing on the drums. I like the drums, definitely like the drums, but I do feel they're a little bit too loud.
Oh, no way.
No, because it actually does drown out the music a little bit, and I'll show you what I mean. I want to play this. I'm going to play this real quick without the drums, okay?
Okay.
Because... you'll see what I mean. It's a little bit, but first of all, I love this opening, just chord, you know, just this long chord here, you know, that's just so neat to me, you know. Now I'm gonna. This kind of reminds me of like Outrun a little bit, you know.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so I took out the drums so you can hear some of the extra voices that you kind of miss with the drums. See, can you hear those extra voices? Listen. Did you hear that?
I heard it with the drums.
Da, 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 da. I don't think you heard that with the drums.
I think you're robbing the listeners of the true experience.
Look. Look, oh, again, that part, listen for that. It's like, da, da, da.
With the drum, I could hear it. I'm feeling it.
I mean, you have to really listen for it, you know, but you don't, it kind of hides it. It muffles it a little
bit. Here it comes.
Wait, listen, actually, here. Watch, here it comes. You hear that little thing right there?
I heard it with the drums.
Right, this part right here. Right there, did you hear that? Da, da, da.
Play it with the drums.
I will. I'm gonna, cause I actually do. This part right here, straight up. What does that remind you of? This is totally like Phil Collins.
Yeah.
You know, he in the air tonight. It's totally Phil Collins, you know? You can barely hear those extra voices though when it's the drums are playing. I like the drums a lot, don't get me wrong, you know. See, there it was, but it was very hard to hear.
But I catch it. It's very, and that's, I think that's the effect that is desired.
And then, okay, here comes the Phil Collins breakdown right here. do. Yeah. This track is great, though. I love this track. And actually, the drums, definitely on the first level, they're very loud on the first level, the drums. Just if they just right. tone the drums down just a tiny bit, it would be perfect, I think, you know?
You can't overdo it with the drums, I say.
I don't know. It just takes away from the music a little bit.
No way.
It overpowers the music.
No, sir.
I love this. But it sounds like Stevie Wonder right there. It's like... Love that track, though. That track is so good, though. All right. Well, that's our show. Our focus on female composers, all Japanese. I was thinking you were going to find some Western.
I couldn't find them.
Well, Evelyn Fisher from Donkey Kong Country. Oh, did you forget about her?
Right, I did forget about her.
Yeah, because I actually was almost sure you were going to play a Donkey Kong Country track, but that she did.
Well, that soundtrack is one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, and then I don't know. I kind of feel like there's another female composer. I don't know. Maybe on the Killer Instinct soundtrack, but I'm not sure though.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, just great music from these composers. You know, it's just it's really cool to me that how prominent the role of women is in video game music.
Yes.
You know, and so anyway, next week's episode is going to be the Legacy Music Hour best of year in review,
countdown style.
So we're gonna, we'll explain it on the next episode. We're basically gonna, this is the one episode where we are gonna repeat tracks that we've played over the last year,
right?
And it's gonna be like a top 10 best of. We're gonna pick our 10 best, not the ones that we picked, but just ones that were played on the show either by Rob or me. So anyway, we'll explain more on the next episode, but it should be kind of fun. It'll be like a countdown situation because our year will be up. It'll be counting down basically to the new year for us because it'll be a year since we started the show.
Yeah.
And so anyway, okay. So for the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com.
Send us an email.
legacymusichour@gmail.com.
And give us a call or a text. We love those voicemails, 281-SONIC-91. And be on the lookout for my Rob F. Switch mix.
Yeah, that's coming out in probably a few days after this, so maybe Saturday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you could just jam out, play it at a party or something like that, or whatever, in the car or wherever. Okay. Laura, did you learn anything today?
Well,
get a little closer to the microphone.
I learned about some... observational antics, some backstage magic, and a countdown. You guys do your countdown. That's some fun stuff, but that's only for the backstage passes.
No, we talked about, even the front stage people heard about that too.
Yeah. Oh, and I also learned about how to pronounce Sagat or Sagat.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, you mean our countdown, this countdown?
Yeah, I like that magic.
Yeah. That's fun. We do a special countdown behind the scenes that the people don't know about.
Right.
It's like a special.
You have to be here.
You have to be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for having me on the observation booth.
Yeah.
Observation deck.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
I'll tell your friends.
Yeah, tell my friends.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, right?
What are you going to do to close this out?
Life Force.
Mm-hmm.
For the Nintendo. Now, originally I was going to play the arcade version, but, you know, the Nintendo version is just straight up better, you know,
okay.
I think. It just sounds tighter. And it's like that a lot for a lot of arcade games, I think, sometimes. You know, sometimes the arcade music is better, but sometimes the Nintendo version is better. But anyway, Miki Higashino, who we heard from earlier, she did the music to Life Force for the arcade.
Right.
Now, Hidenori Maezawa adapted it for the Nintendo. Okay? It's the same music. It's the same composition, but it's just, you know, Nintendified.
Okay.
So, I'm going to play the Nintendo version because I think it does sound better, you know? The Nintendo version of it, but there is a little bit of male in this track because he programmed it for the Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Hidenori Maezawa. But anyway, but original composer, Miki Higashino. And this is stage 2 for the arcade, but it's actually stage 5 for the Nintendo. And it's from Life Force for the Nintendo Entertainment System. My name is Brent Weinbach.
RobFSwitch.com. No, it's not actually .com.
And .com. And the name of the show is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.